I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years, sometimes single stories, sometimes whole episodes. Keep in mind that years ago, people might have worded things differently than they would today. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that Leah Kropp first shared on the podcast in January of 2015. Here's Leah now with a story we call Little Bean.
So just recently, back in October, I celebrated my first year of marriage to, thank you, yeah. His name is Andrew, and he is the best person I've ever known. He's fantastic. We met at work. We work at a very large industrial warehouse in the area. Our wedding day was absolutely fantastic. It was one of the best days of my life. It was filled with dance and love, friends, family, music. It was wonderful. We've been together for 4 years, and we actually have two children, an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old. I think you will notice that the math doesn't quite add up there, but I say it that way because he truly is a wonderful father to my children. Even though they might not be biological, he really loves them from day one, and they love him in return, and I'm so lucky to have that. So, our wedding was on a Saturday, and we did not plan a honeymoon. Kind of running low on funds after planning a big party like that, and running out of vacation time. So, we were just business as usual when it came to Monday. Back to work I go. And I'm at work, and I kind of just happened to think to myself, shouldn't I have had my period? I think I should have, yeah. And so throughout the rest of the day, I go, I'm so nervous. I got this feeling in my stomach, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what if I'm pregnant? Oh my gosh, you know. Get off work, head home, stop at the store, pick up a pregnancy test, head home again, go upstairs, take the test. I'm pregnant. Blown away, completely blown away. I should have seen this coming. I didn't, okay? 2 days after I got married, I found out I was pregnant. I mean, just the last thing I would have thought would happen. I had so many other plans. So I try to pull myself together, go downstairs, act as normal as I can, because I cannot process this information at this moment. I was freaking out that Andrew might get upset. We had all these plans to take care of, you know, buy a car, whatever. So boring, but I get through dinner, get the kids in bed, go upstairs, and I mean, my heart's just racing, and I go, we need to talk. worst thing to say ever to anybody. Like, it's the worst thing to say. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, what about? And I can't talk. I can't say anything, which is very odd because anybody who knows me, I can't shut up. So it's like the first time no words can come out. And I'm just staring at him and the tears are welling up in my eyes, you know. And he just kind of stares at me and goes, you're pregnant, huh? And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I just start crying and crying. And he hugs me. And I've never asked him how he knew, but I guess he just, you know, it's the only thing that would shut me up, I guess. But he hugs me. It makes me feel better. And immediately, you know, I just see the joy in his face. And he's so excited. And, you know, plans, who cares? You know, this is fantastic. And I just start daydreaming. And, you know, it's just, we hit the road running right there. Thinking about a little baby and all the fun things that come with that. And, you know, I go back to work and immediately everything changes because I work around a lot of chemicals and I can't work there anymore. So I get removed from that situation, go to another building, new people, new everything. Everybody knows why I left, you know. And this really awesome thing happened. My best friend that I work with 2 weeks later called me up and said, I'm pregnant. So she got to come with me. It was fantastic. We were, you know, set. It was so, what a special time to spend with one of your best friends doing the same thing, being pregnant. It was great. So as the weeks progressed, you know, you go to your appointments as you do, and I hit my 8-week appointment, see my midwife, get her checked out. You see your little bean on the screen, you know, and it's fantastic. It's so exciting. You see a little flutter of a heartbeat. And I just remember telling Andrew, I'm so happy you get to see me pregnant and do this, because as cheesy as it sounds, this is what I was born to do. Like, I rock at this. I'm so good at it. You know, I'm one of the most annoying pregnant ladies you probably know, because, I mean, they were a breeze, it was fun, birth was great, it hurt a lot, but, you know, I made it through just the way I wanted, no drugs, they were fast, it was fantastic. So I was just really excited to share this side of me with him. And we get to our 13-week appointment, and I'm really excited about this one, because now we should be able to hear the heartbeat. It's big enough now, finally. We can hear it, not just see it, you know? And I really want to see Andrew's face. I don't know if it's special for everybody, but it's really special for me at that moment, you know? This is real. And my midwife puts the little Doppler wand on my belly, which puts the goo on first and then puts it on my belly. And we listen. We don't hear anything. So she moves it. I mean, it's little, right? It's hard to find. Moves it around and nothing. She moves it again. And there's nothing. So she says, let's go check it out on the ultrasound. We'll go find that little guy. So I go lay down. She puts a little wand on my belly. And there's nothing. Nothing. There was a little bean just a few weeks ago, and now there's nothing. I'm so confused, you know? I'm just not computing. I don't understand. She says, you know, it's really hard for me to tell on this machine because it's bad. It's old machine. I'm going to set up an appointment for you to go to a specialist. They got great machines. They could tell us what's going on. So she does. And she gives me a piece of paper to take to him, and it says, is this a viable pregnancy? That night, I'm a mess. I cry. I just don't know what to do. I'm so upset. Andrew was there for me completely, 100%, and let me just be and cry. The next day was the appointment. I go to the appointment, and I did a lot of research on the internet the night before to ease my mind, and that didn't really work so good. So I'm really nervous, and I'm at the office, and we get all gelled up again and put the wand on there, and there's nothing. So the tech says, let's do a different kind of ultrasound. There's a transvaginal one, right? They have a different wand, go up and in, check it from the bottom, right? Check it by the cervix, okay? She does that, and look at the screen, and I see it. I see his little foot. And I see his body and head. And we're not breathing. I think I'm not breathing. She turns on the heart rate monitor, and we're all just so quiet because I just want to hear that heartbeat. And I don't, because there is none. So she tells me to get dressed, and I do. And I ask her, what does this mean? I know what it means. Tell me what it means. She says, I can't. I'm sorry, I'm not qualified. The doctor's got to check the scan and get with your midwife, and she'll get with you. So I go home. A couple hours go by, and my midwife gives me a call. Tells me that we did lose the baby. And, here's the next steps. Here's a doctor you can go see. And honestly, that was so traumatic that that's going to have to be saved for another night. I should mention that this happened exactly a year ago, 2 days ago. After the holidays, I went back to work. But I didn't go back to where all the pregnant ladies are, because I wasn't pregnant anymore. I went back to regular work. And everybody's, hey, Leah, oh my God, how you doing? How's that little baby? And I have to tell them, I lost the baby. And they freak out, their faces are, oh my God, what did I do? What did I say? Oh my God. So I find myself comforting them. It's okay, it's all right, it happens, Don't worry about it, it's okay. And try to change the subject, One thing I definitely never thought of having a miscarriage, never crossed my mind. But it's funny the things that happen after a miscarriage that you never thought of happening. One being not talking about it anymore because it makes people uncomfortable. Another is all those awesome emails you signed up for when you were pregnant, and you still keep getting them afterwards saying, hey, you're 7 months along, all right. The baby's the size of an orange or whatever. I got tons of samples in the mail. I got a diaper. I got some formula. I'm set up, man. I just took all those things and put them in the closet with all those awesome onesies and everything that I bought for my baby. The funny thing is, I looked all over those websites to try to find that button that says, stop sending me this shit, my baby died. But that doesn't exist. I can't find it. It's not there. They keep sending it to you. I try to take everything in stride, and I believe everything happens for a reason. I have no fucking idea why this happened. I still don't. But I try to turn it into something good. And I took my passion for pregnancy and labor and how much I enjoyed all of it, and I turned it into a seedling of a career on the side of my regular job. I became a doula. So that was fantastic. I've already attended a few births. I get to help ladies have the birth that they want to have. And something that was really fantastic that came out of it is my best friend hired me as her doula. So I got to help her deliver her beautiful baby boy. He was born just about a week after I was due. So it's a beautiful full circle moment for me. And I'm very thankful for that. One out of four women lose a baby in miscarriage, late pregnancy, or early infancy. I am one out of four. A piece of advice that I would give: you may not always know what to say, especially when something like this happens, and that's okay. You don't have to say anything. Maybe we just need to be heard.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.